Hey yo, what's going on? You're tuned into The Breakdown right here on Pulse 96.1. And my name is Aiden Krishan, the host of The Breakdown right here on Beat of Lake County, Pulse 96.1. We're going to get it started right now on what's happening with the market. The Federal Reserve announced its 10th straight interest rate hike on Wednesday, increasing it by another 0.25%. That news was enough to extend a losing streak on Wall Street that began on Monday. Reading between the lines from the latest Fed meeting, however, investors seem to think that this will be the last rate increase for a while as the central bank tries to tackle inflation without creating further instability within the banking sector. After Utah passed a bill requiring individuals to verify their age before visiting adult websites, Pornhub hit back by preventing residents of the state from accessing the site at all. In a statement that now greets Utahns who visit the site, spokesperson Sherita Bell confirms that safety and compliance are important to the company. But giving your ID card every time you want to visit an adult platform is not the most effective solution for protecting our users. Experts on both sides of the political aisle are anticipating a spike in illegal border crossings after a pandemic-era immigration policy expires next week. Title 42 allowed immigrants to be more easily deported in the name of public safety, and it is slated to end a week from today. In order to stem the tide, the Biden administration is deploying 1,500 more troops to the border and opening processing centers in Central and South America. Is Twitter a thing of the past? Well, Twitter's recent changes have sent many users searching for an alternative, and a couple of platforms have touted themselves as the next big social network. Mastodon has been around for a while, but Bluesky, which was launched by Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey, has been getting most of the attention lately. In response, Mastodon said it has made it easier to sign up by eliminating a requirement that users find and join a server. Car prices are skyrocketing. Gas is still expensive, and insurance can take a big bite out of your budget. But the service RepairSmith offers means you won't have to pay too much when your vehicle needs repairs or maintenance. Why should you choose RepairSmith? Convenience. The technicians arrive at your home with the tools to tackle any job. Also, it's reliable because all repairs include a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. And if that's not enough, the value. Upfront prices and no hidden fees means you always get the best price. And your mechanic can handle almost any job on all makes and models. It can be tough to know who you can trust to take care of your vehicle. That's why so many motorists rely on the professionals at RepairSmith whenever their car needs a diagnosis or repair. Oh, and if that ain't enough, you can get 10% off just by using the discount code ROAD10. ROAD10. Again, the discount code is ROAD10. Yeah, check out RepairSmith whenever your car needs a diagnosis or repair. Thanks for tuning in to The Breakdown on Pulse 96.1. If you're just tuning in, my name is Aiden Krishan, the host of The Breakdown. And I got a question for you. Would you trust TikTok influencers to name your baby? Well, the ordeal of coming up with a suitable name for babies is nothing new. After all, this is what another human will be called for his or her entire life. So it's rational to give the decision plenty of consideration. But at the same time, it's easier than ever to give in to trends that may or may not include names with significant staying power. That's why a growing number of parents are looking for different options. the parents are paying up. So although colleges might not offer a major in baby naming, that doesn't mean that people haven't figured out a way to make money doing just that. And some of them have set up a shop on TikTok. This is a true story. So many of these social media influencers post videos discussing what the latest trends are, as well as which names are becoming a little too played out. And of course, there's plenty of disagreement between these self-titled experts. So parents-to-be who are considering this option should definitely shop around a bit to find someone who shares their naming philosophy, I guess. So this is what it includes. Since this is a fairly niche industry without any specific regulations, you'll likely find a lot of people offering different prices and packages for their packages. Nurse practitioner Colleen Slagan provides packages starting at under $100, while some consultants who work with celebrities charge thousands to find a name that aligns with a particular brand or image. Slagan acknowledged that the process might sound strange, but noted that some folks might find the baby naming process very stressful, and, you know, she's available to help. I mean, I didn't have problems with naming my children, but, I mean, that's just me, though, but... Or you could just do it yourself, like I was, you know. If you want to bypass TikTok, there are some tricks for picking out a great name on your own. One suggestion that I say involves checking out names that were popular a century or more ago, because they might be due for a comeback. You never know. So start Googling, you know. But, you know, when I heard about this story, I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. This is dumb. But I mean, I don't know. Would you pay $100 for somebody to name your child? Let us know. Send us a voice message, all right? And we might just play it on the next episode of The Breakdown. The question is, would you pay $100 for a TikTok influencer to name your child? Let's hear it. Hey, yo, so that's going to do it for me. Thank you guys so much for tuning into The Breakdown. Check us out right here tomorrow on The Breakdown on Pulse 96.1, the beat of Lake County. If you want to give us a shout out, or if you want to hit us up with a voice message or some sort, or maybe if you just got a question for us that you don't mind us playing on the air, hit us up. Hit us up at www.pulse961.co, and you just scroll down, click that little link that says leave a message, and it'll take you right through the paces, okay? Just follow the instructions. Make sure you are not giving us any personal information, and make sure you do not curse, because we will be playing it on the air, okay? So make sure that you keep it clean, all right? And thank you all so, so very, very much. And I will see you all later. Have a good one, y'all.